walking through the lies. Laugh it off while we tear it down. Nothing hidden when we're around. Feel it rising, no disguise. Welcome to a human perspective, where the truth comes alive. Open up to a new dimension. See the world with new eyes. Let's go.
Grand Rising, everyone. Happy Asha and Q Day, and welcome to another episode of A Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm old Johnny Boy.
Johnny Boy. Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. We'd like to thank BBS Radio for all of their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them, and we appreciate them so very much.
Sure
do. So, how have you been, Johnny Boy?
All good, Kevin. All good. As you know, I have a little vacation planned, so that's the reason for this pre-recording.
Yeah.
And so, all good. We'll go out and play in the monkey bars here again today. And, and ask all our listeners to join in and hang with us.
Okay, cool. That's
great. So I think we'll have lots of fun.
Yes. And today, ladies and gentlemen, is a very special day for our show, because, drum roll please, it is our very first year anniversary with BBS Radio TV.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, last, we made it a year, Kevin. No one threw us off.
Yeah, we made it a whole year, son of a gun. All right. So last year today was our very first show. So my congratulations and thank you, Johnny Boy, for being my sidekick on this very exciting experience.
It's been a wonderful journey.
Yeah, we enjoy playing on the monkey bars together, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So today we are not having open lines this program due to the fact that, of course, this is a pre-recorded show. In addition, we would like to encourage listeners to subscribe or donate to our show if you so desire. And for those of you who already have, we appreciate you so very, very, very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Right on, Kevin.
Yeah.
And also, another side note is the last show Q had was on April 12th of last year.
Oh.
And you and I started the weekend following.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's been a week or a year without him as well. So let's hope that maybe he'll start the week we're away.
Right. Okay, John, I thought we would pick up where we left off from discussing articles from the For the People.Space postings.
Sure.
Please follow along, listeners, if you so desire. And we will begin with Kirk to Enterprise. Mm-hmm. Category is Nothing as That Seems, The Great Awakening. Truth is Stranger Than Fiction.
Right. And this is the one we had to kind of leave in the middle of. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. John and I covered this article on our last show, which was April 4th. And we finished about 90% of it, of the article,
before
time ran out. Yeah. Now, and John suggested that we summarize what we covered so far and then finish out the article. So basically, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to share some like bullet statements to catch us up, and then John will finish what he was discussing when we had to close this show. So,
all right, sounds great.
So here we go. Number one, first of all, Kirk to Enterprise is obviously a play on words with the science fiction TV series back in the 60s and 70s, Star Trek series, which James Tiberius Kirk as the captain of the mothership, the USS Enterprise. So I want you listeners to kind of hold on to that thought while we go through this, all right?
Right on. The article begins with Source, Creation Lightship, coming to this planet and discovering in total surprise how much the dark forces had infiltrated our planet and turned it into a slave planet, doing unimaginable things to its inhabitants. Mm. A turning point had to happen that would awaken the inhabitants. To ensure the great reveal would be safe and the great light remove the most significant dark players, replacing them with actors and clones, humanoids, and CGI. A semi-simulated movie was put into play.
That's right. It was. Now, one of the most dangerous weapons the Dark developed and deployed was contained within a box that was distributed to every home for the sole purpose of introducing deep state propaganda and programming to make sure humanity follows their belief systems and easy-to-follow directions. Now, the Great Light infiltrated this box with its own deep deprogramming systems, inserting highly interesting and entertaining television series meant to awaken people, reminding them of their origins and the hidden powers and the thrill of discovery where no man has gone before. Star Trek and Trekkies were born, and Spock was a beloved character who remembered us. Not, and reminded us that there are civilizations out there, that we were not alone in the universe. Spock inspired the V-shaped hand sign with the greeting, "Live long and
And
prosper."
prosper. I still get a cramp in mine. And James Tiberius Kirk was, of course, the captain of the mothership, and he was to be trusted and listened to. He offers counsel, keen observations, and captivating charisma. Now, remember that turning point that Kevin spoke of earlier. Enter into the movie Charlie James Kirk, an 18-year-old genius handpicked to establish Turning Point USA in 2019. He too had the same qualities as Captain James T. Kirk, trusted, easy to listen to, offered counsel and captivating charisma. Now, the turning point for Americans and the world was the assassination of Charlie Kirk in what some believe was a government-controlled CGI construct that confused millions of anons, patriots, digital soldiers, podcasters, and citizen journalists to anger and begin researching into the truth. But this caused confusion and nothing made sense.
Oh, that's right. Well, Charlie Kirk, of course, also was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously, and as well as JFK, he was awarded that posthumously as well. And the article also talks about Elon Musk and his Neuralink chips, which kind of resembled the Borg from Star Trek, which activates research on Elon Musk, and in addition, Elon's donations to Charlie Kirk's wife, Erica Kirk, her Homes of Hope foundations. And then President Trump appoints Erica Kirk to the U.S. Air Force Academy Oversight Board. Well, now everyone's eyes are on Erica Kirk, wanting to know more about her and where she came from, her mother, and what she does also. Research, research, research. Reveal, reveal, reveal. And that was basically what we covered last show. And I think that catches up to the point where we left off. So I think John is now going to go ahead and continue with our discussion, and he'll close us out with this particular article. So, John,
Okay, great, Kevin. And I will continue to read from the post. And as they reveal how deep and wide the evil has penetrated its control over humanity. So it's a bit lengthy, but please hang with me. Nothing confirms beyond a shadow of a doubt Erica is a dark is dark or light, and everyone believes their opinion is correct, while more and more information concerning dark networks in general are revealed. People gather into groups forming their own strong and seemingly indisputable opinions, while chatter moves into cult-like haters and supporters, displaying the power of persuasion through social media, whether information is true or not. Everyone interested and outraged invests in sharing their own stories to support their own findings, furthering the movie to save the world. More each day as details, connections, power players, money trails, pedophilia, Satanism, numerous religions, aliens, psychopaths, serial killers, human and drug and weapons traffickers, big pharmaceutical companies, bankers, cartels, gangs, the military-industrial complex, educational syndicates, government facilities and equipment, election fraud, money laundering. The unbelievable, despicable corruption within government, with presidents and prime ministers and kings, queens, princes, religious figures, spiritual gurus, entertainers, the industry, music industry in Hollywood, the medical industry, including the dentist in genealogy, the restaurant and culinary industry, bioweapons, Epstein, cybernetics, Raytheon, DARPA, MIT, CIA, FBI, the Pentagon, the CCP, the Middle East, the City of London, the District of Columbia, the Vatican, the East Indian Trade Company, the Silk Road, and all religions take the stage for investigations, exposing deep state ties that go back thousands of years with shockingly devastating conclusions. So it's revealing all of this corruption and all of these different entities that most of us trusted.
Yeah, exactly. Is there anybody we left out?
I don't think so. In fact,
I
there's some
see.
there I wasn't even
There
aware of.
was a whole. I don't think we left out anybody. I think it's
No,
all
they.
covered. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Light Force is in charge of this movie, drop hints, and they throw curveballs and truth bombs, as well as massive subterfuge to get the public outraged and involved as eager participants in their own rescue. As they research and post and podcast their own findings. Some are white hats with true intel. Some are dark forces leading the public astray. Some are bewildered, adding to the bewilderment. And the plan unfolds exactly as it was meant to.
I know it's
Yeah.
I guess they've done this before,
I guess
but
so.
and it's amazing. And
Yeah, it's
here they
taken
give,
years and years of planning, I'm sure.
and as they say, every 2,000 years, and in between those 2,000 years, they're constantly working and doing things. And here again, they give us clues to additional breadcrumbs for Anons. And they state here some of the most important leads exposing darkness that must be known for humanity's ultimate freedom can be found through researching the apparent CGI assassination of Charlie James Kirk, his Turning Point USA Corporation, and Erica Kirk's family history and their associations and intentions for the world. So
Yes.
that must go quite deep there. That I
Right.
was,
There's
none of us were aware of that
no,
connection.
not really. I didn't know anything about it.
No.
Yeah. And if that wasn't
Incredible.
enough, Johnny boy,
Yeah.
enough to get the ball rolling, Elon Musk reveals his memorial missions, announcing that every spacecraft launched in 2026 will carry the number 77, a profound tribute to the recently murdered activist Charlie James Kirk, making 77 no longer just a number, but a legacy connected with a movie involved with a plan to save the world. Now, 77 also references Q Post 77 and Psalm 77. Now, this is interesting. The Psalm addresses feelings of worry and sadness, spiritual fatigue or abandonment, serving as a reminder to remain optimistic and peaceful when facing overwhelming circumstances through remembrance of an historic truth. And that truth is, God always wins.
On God always wins.
That's right.
Right. The post ends with this statement, we are living in a movie, an elaborate exercise in discovery to awaken, educate, and free the world from darkness, all fueled by the efforts of humanity, seeded by Source and the rescue enterprise of light.
Okay.
And it amazes me, Kevin, that this all started in the 60s. We've all been a part of it, and we weren't even aware of it.
No. Yeah,
Wow.
everything was hidden from us. You know, that veil was very
Yeah.
dense. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't see a thing.
And they found a way through infiltrating their box, their TV, the television, and come up with the White Hats program of the Star Trek Enterprise, and here we are. And it was awakening for us all that time.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so we ends
Amazing.
that article, guys, and it was a
Yeah.
long one. Sorry about that,
It
but it
was.
was packed filled of a lot of very important information,
It
and
was.
Johnny and I felt we really needed to cover that one.
Yeah, and I found it enjoyable, and it brought
I
back a
did.
lot of memories too for us, you
Sure.
know? Yeah.
Okay, next article. Favorite things. Category is creation. playing with good friends. We see a meme of a beautiful underwater scene of colorful plants, clear blue water, and coral on the seafloor. And the caption reads, "The sea was calling. I answered."
That was a neat little post, you know.
Yeah.
And we are a water planet.
Yeah.
We were calling for help, and our beloved light beings have answered. So thank you, guys. We look forward to playing more with you every day.
And when I saw that article, little meme and things, you know who I thought of? Mermaid.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right to my head.
Yeah.
Mermaid. You know, I miss
Yeah.
her so much, but that's who I
Yeah,
thought
yeah.
of.
That's that. Me too. I could see her and Asha. She might be a mermaid too.
Yeah. Yeah, she could
All
be,
right.
very much. Yeah. Okay, next article.
righty.
Alien disclosure. Categories aliens, our vast universe. The key to comprehending everything. Well, we see a meme of numerous flying saucers high above Earth with two gray alien-like humanoids in the foreground, kind of looking at what appears to be a very old, perhaps an original satellite. The description reads as follows. Negative aliens on and off planet fight each other regularly, destroying infrastructure, disrupting operations, and causing chaos everywhere they can. And as many of you know, World War I and World War II were alien wars, using humans as chess pieces. And if you didn't know that, well, now you do.
Yeah,
That's right.
all a construct.
Yeah, it is.
It goes on to say, one thing the negative aliens found unity on was making sure Donald J. Trump was not elected as president of the United States. The negative aliens are 100% behind election fraud, and they still can't believe they were beaten at their own game. They know very well his intentions is to end negative control, alien control, of this solar system. And they know that he always wins.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's amazing. He does. He always wins.
I know.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah, me too. I just can't tire from winning. That's
No,
for sure. Just
that's
keep on going. Everything President Trump and the White Hat military are doing is decimating. It connects to nests of satanic aliens feeding on humanity. The raping children, mutilating, experimenting on, and eating humans, with the intent to eventually turn this earth into a torture chamber so horrific even Stephen King couldn't bear to write about it. Their plans are so absurdly diabolical because they have no soul and no light.
It's just unimaginable, Kevin, the
It is.
horrors, right, that are going to be revealed for those who, I guess, wish to know about them. Wow. It has a meme here that says, in 2017, Ambassador Ron Amatron began looking into the devastating destruction happening in California, which was where he lived. Now, Ron discovered multiple operations connected with negative aliens, but one thing surprised him. He found aliens on Mars using very high advanced technology that could actually blow up certain areas of the planet from within, taking out entire cities and making it look like a natural disaster. And then at the bottom of this meme, it says, natural disaster is a made-up term to explain negative alien mischief.
Wow.
So imagine now, how often do you hear natural disaster?
Yes. Oh,
Well,
yeah.
when we do, we know now it wasn't at all. It was something
No.
that the negative aliens have perpetrated upon
Yeah,
us.
they were creating it, you know, that we've heard of the HAARP
Yeah,
program, you
right.
know, so that creates a lot of this weather,
Sure, yeah,
destructive weather,
tornadoes, hurricanes, all
tornadoes,
these sorts of things.
exactly. Now, I thought what it was interesting is how the aliens on Mars could pinpoint their weapon to go underground and destroy things, you know, the
Right,
distance
within.
between Mars and Earth, you know,
Yeah, yeah.
how do they pinpoint so accurately down into
Well, yeah. And there's so
sub,
much information we don't have. What
right?
is the true distance? What is the true existence of Mars and Earth? We
Right.
there's so much that we're not aware of yet, but
That's right. That's a construct that we've been programmed to believe is Mars is out there billions of miles away, when in actuality it could be real close. It could be one of our cenotes. That you remember Hugh mentioned that Earth is the cenote. So I mean, yeah, right. Earth,
Absolutely.
and so Mars could actually be just next door on our planet. You know what I mean? So okay.
I get it. Yeah.
So direct energy weapons, DEWs, known on Earth, can torch anything into smithereens instantly. But these alien weapons on Mars were much more insidious. They were being pointed at structures underground in the tunnels and the elevators leading to the maglev trains, blowing up entire cities from underground, which eventually surfaced as massive fires and earthquakes and death and devastation to innocent humans and animals and wildlife, et cetera. Well, President Trump and the White Hat military are working with the Creation Lightship Source to battle everything the negative aliens have or could ever have. So we all need to remember to please don't fear. Or don't have any concern. The aliens have been here since before any of us were born, and they have less power now every day. So the plan to save the world is working very effectively.
Right. And to think, we've witnessed a lot of these disasters and thought maybe, some pranksters were setting fires or so on. And that could have been happening as well. But here it's been these negative aliens pulling off this these tyrannical moves. Terrible. He goes on to say that the disclosure of negative aliens is perhaps the most important episode in this movie on the way to exposing election fraud, pedophilia, child trafficking, organ harvesting, bioweapons, drug running, and much more. This is considerably bigger than most feel comfortable imagining. These alien groups have been running the world with total disregard for all life form for eons, pardon me, and President Donald J. Trump is annihilating them. These creatures do not have a soul. They do not have a conscience. They do not have a heart center. And there is no negotiating with most of these factions. However, if anyone can negotiate with them in a good outcome, it's Donald J. Trump. They may act hostile toward him, but they respect him.
They certainly do. They certainly respect him very much. Yeah.
He is much more powerful than
He's
most
not playing around.
know.
No.
No. And of course, we know his spirit and omnipresence and other work he's doing. So.
Well, President Trump often pretends to know nothing about aliens and many other topics he's more well-versed on than anyone else in the universe, actually, which makes me fall off my chair laughing. Now, this is Asha speaking. Remember, folks, Asha is here behind the scenes. I think she's kicking out, her and her team perhaps are kicking out these articles. So God bless Asha. We love her very much.
Absolutely.
This is a part of his role and very important for national records. What we're seeing with the U.S. military bombing and dismantling regimes is a cover for ridding this earth of the darkest and most destructive forces posing the greatest danger to humanity, negative aliens. Many posed as humans, taking over countries, enslaving their own citizens, while they continued to build more powerful death traps to enslave the world.
And it goes on to say, if President Trump and the White Hat military had not stepped in, the satanic alien races who feed on human blood and flesh would have succeeded at turning this planet into a human smorgasbord, organ trafficking sex hub for other negative aliens from across the galaxy. Even alien minions on Earth are expendable, eventually tortured and killed when their usefulness has expired, which is why many are making deals with Kash Patel and President Trump to give more evidence, take down alien safe houses, uncover untouchable networks, and reveal the most coveted alien intel. Once the world knows about negative aliens, everything President Trump is doing will make perfect sense and be applauded. That's the end of that
Yay.
quote. So this may be a turning point for those with a TDS, So
Yeah,
let's hope.
exactly. That's right. Yeah. Well, now to finish out this article again, Kat is the C3, who is you can find her on anonup.com. Transcribe important excerpts from Q the Stormwriter, and you can find him on Patreon, News 17 channel. Yeah, so they provided more intel within those transcripts. So we, again, Johnny and I always encourage you listeners to
Yeah,
go
for
ahead
sure.
upon your own to read more in that article. It's a lot more information that we didn't cover at all. So,
And I follow Cat as the C3 and
yeah.
Q the Stormwriter as well. They're great
I do too.
information and they have great delivery as well. So very,
Exactly.
very good.
All right. Let's
Okay.
go on to the next article.
Sounds good.
Influences. Category is all possibilities. Creation. 2026. Okay. We see a meme of multiple planets in space. They're all different sizes. And as the observer, we appear to be really close to these planets. Now, the caption reads, "On March 20th, 2026, the sun entered Aries, launching a true new year. This day set the tone for the year ahead. March 20th also coincided with Mercury going direct, which equals direct communication, laying the foundation for a year revolving around truth, confrontation, honest communications, and blunt awakenings. A year where people can no longer remain quiet about what matters."
Well, this promises to be quite a year, Kevin.
It is, yeah. I think some emotions are going to be flying around,
Oh, for sure.
you
It's interesting to know that the new year actually starts on March 30th. Good
Twentieth.
information for us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, March
Yeah.
20th, Johnny.
March 20th. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something, eh?
It
So,
is.
Oh, there comes my Canadian coming out, eh?
Yeah.
Alrighty, I'm going to quote another
Yeah.
paragraph here. Mass consciousness determines how fast or slow things happen and what actually occurs. To the degree that people listen to their spirit and live authentically on a personal level, will determine how much truth is revealed on the world stage. 2026 brings consciousness to a point where inner anxiety built up from doing what we don't want to do meets that part of us that refuses to continue or stay quiet about it. We can no longer play a role for people who want us to be a certain way. Spirit is igniting, pushing us in the direction of an authenticity that's not shy. We'll be urged from within to stand up for what's true without holding back. Some will do this with grace and ease, while others may erupt. The light within is encouraging a truer path, a more honest look at self, life, what really matters, and what feels aligned with the spirit moving forward. Things we put on or put up with in the past may seem unacceptable now, with a hint of bewilderment as to why we ever put up with unacceptable things. The complacent aspect of self is disappearing completely. The timid inner child is finding a voice, recognizing they matter and have mattered all along.
Yeah,
So,
sovereignty, here we come.
yeah.
That's basically what's happening is all the things that we did have been kind of holding down and back, not really wanting to say our entire truths are going to surface. And that's going to be quite strange for many of us to do that because we've kind of felt like we've hung back because we don't want to hurt feelings. We don't want to hurt your feel. I don't want to hurt your feelings. And we've suppressed what we truly feel. And that is what this is all about. This year is lightening that up and expressing exactly how you feel.
Or perhaps the fear of losing on certain things, maybe losing my job or losing whatever it may be, respect or so on. But well, for example, with the COVID, people had lots of fear in different ways, not seeing their family, not going to work, many things, and so they went for the jab reluctantly. And so I feel within this statement that there's going to be lots of things changing here that perhaps will give people more security, more secure things in their lives, that they won't have worries as much. So let's hope that all unfolds as well this year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, John.
Right.
Old wounds that made us feel small, as you said, insignificant,
Yep.
weak, unloved, or unworthy, they're about to transform into their opposite, making the initial wound a power point or a point of power, inspiring discovery and the support of a true self. Everything is different this year because the spirit is emerging and taking charge, if we allow it, and if we can withstand the change and the boldness this will bring forth. Now, on a personal and global level, outdated structures are weakening and dismantling for new structures to be built.
Right, Kev, and that's what I was kind of referring to.
Exactly, yeah. And as we eliminate what no longer works, things that had continued to weaken the power we require to build a stronger and more fulfilling life will no longer be able to take us off course. Making choices will be inevitable.
Yes, and I welcome those changes, everyone. So let's try to notice the difference in our army friends as they assimilate with the coming energies and forces, as well as information that will continue to be exposed and released to us.
I think one of the hardest things that's going to, for me personally, I'll say, is to allow myself the change, to allow it to occur.
Yes.
Again, I've always wanted to hold back, not wanting to hurt feelings, but apparently that's no longer going to happen, and I unfortunately will
Right,
have to
right.
hurt feelings, just so that I can be true to my own self.
Yeah, and there's some things that are just habit forming, especially with old guys like us, Kevin. You know, try putting on your left sock first instead of
That's right. That's
the
that's hard to do it.
It is. You'll wind up with two on the same foot.
Use your non-dominant hand to eat. It might stab
Yeah.
yourself in the face and the fork, but
Oh, dear.
so here's some thoughts to ponder, John.
Okay.
How will we respond differently to our environment, to life, to stress, to love, wealth, and adventure? What needs to change for us to feel free to honor the spirit fully? What is it that you can no longer remain quiet about? Can you no longer tolerate? What needs to be said or done? What requires a new upgrade or a new agreement? What is ready to shine within you? What is your innocence or inner sense most looking forward to each day? This year is about personal spiritual cleansing and reclaiming your personal sovereignty, if that is a change that you're willing to allow.
Yeah, well, that's great thoughts, Kevin. You know,
Yeah.
I'll be sure to ponder them and remember to
Yeah.
pause and stay in my heart
There you go.
when trying to deal with these
Yeah.
challenges. So I'm just going to read a closing paragraph from this posting.
Yeah.
This awakening expression may arrive differently than we imagine. The light veers us away from investing energy in trying to make things happen and instead invests in creating, expressing, playing, and inspiring for the joy of the experience. The spirit is not about pushing harder, it's about flowing with the wisdom of the light, discovering the most exciting path to express our creativity within this adventure. So that sounds wonderful to me.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess
And it's.
don't worry about hurting people. Just allow it to flow and express, and it'll probably express itself very joyously,
Right,
and
right.
it'd be fun to do. It's
And
true.
stand back and do a little more observing, like
Yeah.
noticing how others are influenced by these energies
That.
and
That's
changes
right.
in them, perhaps that you may notice.
Yeah, that's good advice. Yeah. All right. So next article. Alien abductions. Okay. Nothing is as it seems. Our vast universe. We see a meme of a discoidal spaceship hovering over a car on the highway, that appears to be covering the car with what looks like a transport beam of light. And the caption reads, Ambassador Ron Amatron was the go-to guy for anyone having alien troubles until he left in 2018. Even the military contacted him for help.
Yeah, that's quite something too, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So I would like to remind our listeners, Kevin, that there are videos of Ron Amatron still available on YouTube, believe it or not, as well as, of course, the Creation Lightship site. And they are info-packed and enlightening. So please look into them if you feel inspired.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent advice, you bet.
Yeah.
Now, John, here's something that kind of really totally blew me away. One thing, because I really never even thought about this, and that is that Ron Amatron made people aware that there are actually insurance companies that offer alien abduction coverage.
Wow.
Would you believe that?
Yeah. I wouldn't have, other
No,
than
I
it's
wouldn't
printed
have
here.
either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, what are some of the things that it covers, Johnny Boy?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Statistics show that over 30,000 policies for alien abduction insurance have been purchased worldwide.
30,000. Okay.
Isn't that
Wow.
something?
Yeah.
And they have a meme here, and I'll just read down through it. They have headlines, so to speak. So it says alien abduction coverage. Statistics show, as I say, over 30,000 policies are worldwide. And then it says policy details. These policies often cover travel costs, probe removals, and counseling.
Okay.
Imagine that, probe removals.
Road removals and counseling. Yeah.
And then it says typical coverage. These policies sometimes offer alien pregnancy or examinations and damages from re-entry sickness.
That's
This
what
is
they
written in
cover.
the
Yeah.
policies.
Yeah. Wow.
And then medical coverage. These policies may cover rectal reconstruction from alien probe damage. I don't mean to laugh, but it is kind of funny. And implant removal. And then another one here says alternative protection. Standard comprehensive insurance for falling objects may cover a car hit by a UFO. And then it says proof requirements and payouts generally require proof of abduction, which some say may be provided by an independent source, whatever that may be. So it's just crazy, eh?
Yeah.
And then the next meme says alien abduction insurance. Ever stared up at the stars and thought, what if a UFO swoops down and takes me away? Well, don't fret. There's
Okay.
insurance for that. Yep.
I
It
can
says
hear the
about,
commercial.
I know. And it says about 33,000 people worldwide have alien abduction coverage just in case they're snatched up by extraterrestrials. And if being abducted isn't your biggest concern, you can always grab a UFO damage insurance policy to cover any potential flying saucer mishaps. And talk about out of this world protection, it says with an
Absolutely.
exclamation mark. Now, of course, what they're showing here is that insurance companies are admitting that they are real
Yes.
and
Yes,
that
they
these
are.
things happen, that all of these things listed that you get coverage for happen, or you wouldn't be getting coverage for them.
Yeah, and obviously they're making profit off of this. I mean, you
Oh,
know.
yeah.
And but I just kind of wonder, should I contact, I don't know, State Farm? Hey, do you guys happen to have alien abduction insurance? I wonder who would I actually go to? You know, what insurance company? You know, that's interesting. Okay. You're in good hands with all. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. The article goes on to show some examples of company policies that they cover, and some are quite thorough, including skin burns from transport beams. Again, reconstructive surgery from rectal probes, we talked about that, and funding for therapy, or even gender reassignment surgery. Wow. Now, further down the article is discussed that aliens also changed the DNA construct of this version of humans. So we only have one heart now instead of two, which I
Jeez.
thought was really interesting, Johnny Boy. We did have two hearts at
Wow.
one time, you know?
Imagine as kind of person you are, Kevin, how kind you'd be with
I
two
know, there are two of them. Well, the reason why they did that is this helped them introduce the mental thought process and ego, to have people rely on their mind rather than having two hearts, with a spirit, sending humans astray as bumbling fools, believing their mind knows all the answers, when it's just as when it's just a receiver for alien programming.
Right.
Now, the most important thing to focus on is living in your heart, in the moment, communicating with your own spirit, relying on pure consciousness and the guidance of your own light within to navigate life.
That's true, Kevin. As long as we can keep focusing and bring ourselves back to our heart space, it will get to a point where we don't have to focus. We'll just automatically be there, and our heart will take over our mind, or our mind will no longer govern us, which is, of course, what the aliens' DNA manipulation has focused on primarily. And that way, of course, they can control us to feed them, for lack of a better term. Imagine the great physical abilities we would have with two hearts, Kevin.
I know.
Man, we must have been powerhouses. But perhaps they reduced our size too. Perhaps
They
our
did.
bodies
I
were
was just
bigger.
thinking of that. You'd have to be a little bit larger, I think. Our frame would have to be a little larger in order to carry those two hearts comfortably, if you will, and not be so cramped. And because if they put two hearts in our current size, I think it would be pretty cramped, compressed, if you will,
Yeah.
But
I
anyway.
guess. Yeah. Amazing. I'll go on to read from the site here, Kev. This will bring you into peace. The aliens are not the least bit interested in those who live in peace. They want drama, trauma, extreme emotions, and mental chaos to feed on. And then there's a meme here, and it says, "Mind and time go hand in hand. Without mind, there's no experience of time. Living in the moment, in your heart, in peace, removes you from the frequency of timelines. If you're not on timelines, aliens cannot abduct you." So when aliens want to take people, they simply turn off the timeline that they're on, causing everything and everyone to freeze and lose consciousness, awareness of what's happening, although some people remember. And once they've finished and put people back in place, they turn the timeline back on. And most people are able to pick up where they left off as if nothing happened. So they don't even know anything has gone on. Although many recognize and feel a bit spacey, discombobulated, or dazed. So again, as long as we're in peace energy in our heart, that's it. We don't have to worry about anything that we've gone over about aliens abducting any of this stuff because they can't touch us. We are more powerful than they are at that point. We can override all of this.
In that timeline, they're talking about, how it's kind of like cutting and pasting, right? So
Yes, that's exactly it, Kev.
they cut out the time that they messed with you, and then spliced together the beginning and the ending, and then you continue on that timeline, totally removing that space of time they messed with you.
And of course, that's where probes and all these things that these insurance companies are covering you for is, related to that.
Well, there are many reasons why people are abducted, but mostly it has to do with what frequency they're vibing. Tempers, fear, anger, frustration, anxiety, and hatred, even jealousy. These literally take people to the dark side. Star Wars was a very valid documentary. Aliens are after life force energy, whether bad energy, and sometimes even good energy. Love, happiness, elation are all emotions they can feed on as well. They're simply not as available, though, and not as easy to stimulate.
And of course, they've designed us to be easily stimulated by fear and anger.
That's the stimulation. Absolutely.
It goes on to say, there may be a lot of fake and real alien drama happening in the coming years. The negative aliens have been here for eons, continually losing power since 2008, making their chances of doing a full-on public invasion impossible. Any public visible alien invasion will likely be a deep state CGI fest to remove more of our freedoms, but they will not succeed.
Yeah, I
So, of
think,
course, the White Hats are all over that.
right. I think it was called what, Project Bluebeam?
Yes.
And I don't think that's going to happen, really. As you
No.
said, white hats are all over that kind of thing, and yeah, I don't feel that's going to happen. Anyway, my own opinion, guys. The only thing that aliens cannot get energy from is peace. We've mentioned that. Peace also brings you into the present moment, which is not a timeline. The spirit can only exist in peace. Peace energy is a realm outside of time where the aliens have difficulty assessing you. The Creation Lightship is the only light in existence capable of putting an end to this alien invasion. And this is who President Trump is working with. We are all in good hands.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And the final meme reads, alien disclosure may be disconcerting. Always remember, they've been here for eons, and we're safer now than we've been in the past 100 years. So live as a samurai in peace, aware of the dark and the light.
Okay.
So again, in peace. Just stay in peace and
Stay in peace.
you're protected.
Right.
It's all good.
All right. Good article. The next one is a really good one too, and it's a lengthy one, so we may not get through it this show. And again, if that happens, we'll probably carry it over into the next show. But let's begin anyway.
Okie doke.
Occam's Razor. Category is the love of a man, the storm. The quickest route to a solution. All right. We begin with a meme of a humongous, like a main lightning boat with numerous smaller tendrils of lightning expressing themselves against a purple background. The caption reads, "Occam's razor cuts away unnecessary complexity, directing us to the simplest solution to save time and energy. Occam's razor, in the midst of dense mind control, requires lightning bolts of outrage."
It goes on to say, on a planet of mind control, light is believed to be dark and dark is believed to be light. Everything becomes reversed, causing the human mind to fight against the truth and its ultimate freedom as a survival mechanism, fortifying slavery. This is how the dark is set up. When a benevolent leader enters with truth, the mob rule will fight against that truth because they're programmed to do so. This creates an interesting challenge for the benevolent leader wanting to help humanity. Powerful techniques to awaken the mind-controlled masses must work like lightning, quickly and effectively to get the job done.
It makes sense because we're all programmed a certain way and we hate change. We actually do. Well, I don't say all of us, but some of us hate change.
Sure,
It's
sure.
the way we've always done it, and that's the way we're going to do it. We're not going to
Right.
change a thing.
And
So,
they're working with the changes here with us, right? So our DNA has been manipulated so that we do get outraged and say, wait, they're saying, hey, this is a good tool for us to use.
Right.
You
Yeah.
know? Yeah.
So outrage itself fuels fires. When people are outraged, they're driven to share their outrage with details. Whatever they're outraged about goes viral instantly, and everyone suddenly becomes aware of a very important topic and most everything there is to know about it. Let's look at the Epstein files for an example. Trump ran his campaign on releasing the Epstein files. Post-election victory, a reporter asked about the Epstein files release date. Well, Trump humiliated the reporter publicly by saying, "Are you still talking about that?" Well, and urging people to move on to far more important topics. Well, could any other statement by the President Trump about the Epstein files create any more of a kerfluffle? Everyone was outraged by that. And suddenly, overnight, 40% of the people who had no idea what the Epstein files were knew a lot about them. And within 24 hours, 60% of newbies awaken to Epstein. And on it goes. Outrage is the fastest awakening fuel.
It says, concerning Ghislaine Maxwell, mm-hmm. Trump publicly said, "I wish her well." This has many meanings. People were mostly outraged, and suddenly 30% more normies knew who Ghislaine Maxwell was. Then 60% more. And on it went. Those who loathed Donald Trump the most spent months detailing all the horrors connected with Ghislaine to point out exactly how corrupt her well-wisher was. This man continually sacrifices his public image and acceptance to awaken the masses. Praise and favor to the meanest and most corrupt bad guys works to expose more corruption within the deep state system extraordinarily well, because it creates outrage and gets people active and searching
it
and
does.
Investigating.
This article goes on to cover other hot topics that caused outrage, which in turn awakened the people because they researched the topic and got involved discussing their findings through podcasts and social media platforms, in church, in communities, and households. Further examples in this article are boosting glyphosate, the Ozempic deal, congressional records, Operation Warp Speed, flip-flopping, Israel and Netanyahu, Iran, Venezuela and Communist China, and the White House remodeling, specifically the ballroom.
Right, yes, and lots of things going on there. And, you know, this next part of the post, I found it very interesting. Operation Warp Speed. Periodically, out of the blue, President Trump will remind the public of how proud he is of saving millions of lives with Operation Warp Speed, which distributed saline disguised as a vaccine as quickly as possible to push the deep state into panic. Operation Warp Speed squashed their plans to lock everyone down for 3 to 5 years in quarantine while they changed the laws making vaccination mandatory, calling 90% of humanity with their satanic bioweapon death concoction. Operation Warp Speed may be his most outrageous spark to help people research what that really was. A military operation to stop the planned maiming and slaughter of humanity worldwide, with enslavement camps and rampant legalized pedophilia and other crimes. President Trump did not save millions of people. He saved billions. He's been accused of being a part of the bioweapons jabs. He had nothing to do with those whatsoever. As the truth is revealed, the world will see exactly what the deep state had in store for humanity and how Operation Warp Speed averted those horrors.
And this they will also, be outraged.
they will
be outraged for that, right?
Yes. And this will put an end to a lot of TDS as well.
Yes, it will. Yeah. I feel it's important to remember that the majority of the people, you know, are mind controlled from the box propaganda and the mainstream media, you know, and everything President Trump says is an awakening bomb. President Trump acts from a loving compassion not many on earth could ever comprehend. He risks everything, including his life, every single day to bring outrageous truth, improvements and awakening to humanity in record time.
Absolutely.
Mostly through things that outrage the viewing public. This is the art of war. This is like eighth dimensional chess. And President Trump really is the only person who can carry this through to the end. Piss off the public so they can become awakened. Now that's one hell of a strategy. And Johnny Boy, I think it's working.
It is. And the end of the posting says, being in good standing with people under mind control will never get the job done. But outrage sets the truth on fire. And we can see that happening on and on.
On fire, on fire.
Do you want to close us out there, Kev?
Yeah, I think, well, we may have a minute and a half or so.
Okay.
Also, I just want to let you guys know that we're going to do something a little different here. We're going to be closing out the show with a brand new song by Johnny and Kevin and the Cuban Perspective. So And it'll be and I'll air it. Okay. So
Okay.
yeah,
And Kevin,
so
would you like to tell them about the fact that we're going to have an extra show,
I
which will be
think
next
so.
week?
Yeah. So again, this is pre-recorded, so you'll be listening to this on April 18th, and I think we're going to have a lot more articles before we actually have, that other show, which is usually 2 weeks apart. I think we're going to go ahead and condense that, and we are going to have another show on April 25, Saturday, April 25, same time frame, which is 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 Central, I think, what, 9 o'clock Pacific, something like that. So
Right.
just nothing's changed other than the fact, again, we're going to add on another show coming April 25. So, all right. Please remember to go within your heart as often as you can and stay in the highest of loving frequencies. Stay calm, flow like water, and remain grounded. Reduce the use of that phone and computer and enjoy nature and the sun every day. So, again, we're going to be on BBS Radio April 25th to continue our discussion on the articles of For the People dot space right here on a Human Perspective.
Awesome, Kevin. Thank you again, BBS, and thank you all our listeners for coming out and hanging on the wires with us. We appreciate it. Bye
Woo-hoo!
for
Peace
now.
out, everybody.
We went deep where the truth runs wild, through the noise and the twisted smiles. Every question, every spark left a light in the dark. From the unknown to what's real, trust the things that you feel, take the truth, let it grow. Now you know.
Now you know.
Stay aware, stay free. This is a human perspective.